Hello, and welcome to episode 17 of The Odd Duck. May have noticed a name change. It's been over a year since my last episode. A lot of things have changed. I might cover those a little bit later, but for right now, I just want to do a short little episode about making dice. Before we do that, let's play a song. Here's a little quick note. I didn't realize that adding a song limited where the podcast was going to be published. So you'll hear a shout out to one of my favorite songs, but you won't hear the song. So I apologize for any confusion that causes later on. If I decide that I only want to do Spotify only episodes, I'll definitely let you know. But for right now, that's not what I'm into. Anyway, on with the show. Okay, that was Cadence to Arms by the Dropkick Murphys. My wife and I have been listening to the Dropkick Murphys ever since I introduced them to her a couple months ago. For those that don't know, my daughter does Irish dancing and has been for about 9 years. And for the first time in a long time since the pandemic, she was able to go out and do some gigs today. And last month. So, you know, we've been listening to a lot of Irish music, obviously, and what better than the Dropkick Murphys? So that said, what's with all the dice lately? If you follow me on Twitter, at Sicarian, or more properly pronounced, at Sicarian, but I don't want to be that pedantic, regardless of how you pronounce it, S-Y-C-A-R-I-O-N. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll see that I'm posting all these things about dice. Where it comes from, let me back up a little bit. There's two driving forces behind these posts lately. The first one is the real itch to create something. We've all made it through the pandemic so far, and I acknowledge it's not over yet, but things in my area are starting to change, and one of the biggest changes is at work, where I now feel like I have free time again, and because of that, I'm really itching to be creative in some way. I hope to bring back the 5th edition game I was playing with my wife and kids, hoping to continue to play lots and lots of Dice Throne and to continue making custom characters my son's designed. The second reason is in looking for things that I can do quickly just to get into the habit again, I realized that when the pandemic first began, I was doing some research into what it takes to make your own dice. There are a lot of folks that have made great videos about what you need to do. There is a great subreddit out there called Dice Making, and I read those religiously in whatever free time I had. And I came to understand what exactly you really need. And I don't mean on a basic level. I mean to do it well. Because it's not that I wanted to make dice that are necessarily pretty, although I do want them to be pretty. I wanted to make dice that are unusual. Case in point, I cannot find somebody who makes homemade D30s. I can create a D30 inside of OpenSCAD. I can number it, and I can export it out into a 3D printable file, but nobody prints them. Nobody makes 30-sided dice. And I love my 30-sided dice. I got them for Christmas a few years ago from my father-in-law. But also, back in 2010, there was a gentleman named Dice Creator who made a lot of really cool dice. My favorite one he made was called the D4-ized D6. What it was a six-sided dice where the face of it looks like a D4. If you're not familiar with it, most four-sided dice, each face actually has three numbers on it. The number that is the result is usually near the top, near the top of the triangle. And there are two other numbers also on the face. So when he made this D4-ized D6, the number that you're supposed to read is on the top. And then the other numbers are sideways, 90 degrees, counterclockwise, 90 degrees clockwise, and 180 degrees on the bottom of the face of every die. And so it's still a six-sided die, but it looks really neat. When that came out, I tried to create a game that utilized the faces. But anyway, that's the kind of thing I wanted to do. Not just make a D30, but make some really unusual things. So while noodling around with OpenSCAD and 3D Builder, I realized, hey, I can make a D4 with all 12 numbers on it. So I don't know why you'd want a Caltrip D12, but I made a Caltrip D12. Designed it inside of OpenSCAD and exported it out, rendered it, painted it inside of 3D Builder, and posted it out on Twitter. Well, that's begun a lot of things. That's begun a D24 that I've put out, a D30, Sickerman dice for 12-sided dice, not just the regular Sickerman dice for 6-sided dice. I'm working on a 48-sided die. There's a lot of things that I want to make. And it feels good to be creative again. So, that's great. All right. So, you may say, Cycarion, you're making all these digital dice. What about all the research you did? Well, to do it well requires a few hundred dollars of equipment and a little bit more for safety equipment. I could put money into that. It'd take me a couple months, but I could. I might be able to find a good place to do it. But the thing I still don't have a lot of now is a lot of free time. And so looking at the effort, the expense, I just am not going to be able to make them and go down that road to learn how to make them as much as I'd love to. So I've created a GitHub repository, github.com/Cycarion/STL dice. Go there and you can stay up to date on all my explorations of strange dice. Well, since I'm not going to make them, feel free to print them out, make your own masters. I mean, if you want me to, I'll load them into Cheetu Box so that you can just drop them into your resin printer. If you try to print these out and you run into defects, let me know. One of the reasons I use OpenSCAD is that they're generated, they're not drawn. And I found that minimizes errors as opposed to trying to create these in Blender, where I seem to always have these weird indentations because I'm not engraving the numbers and symbols correctly. And that's on me. That's not on the software. Anyway, that said, feel free to use them. It would be nice if you make one, if you send me one. I'm not demanding that. The only thing I'm really asking for is, hey, I printed these out and these are really fun. I think the whole thing about being creative is just me having fun and knowing that other people have fun. But that's it. So for those who, the three people out there who really wanted to know what's up with all the dice, that's what's up with all the dice. All right, a little bit more after this, and then we'll wrap up this episode. Now that I've mentioned the dice making, what's next? Well, normally I would want to have like four episodes already mapped out and two of them recording or recorded and, you know, scripts written, those kinds of things. But it's been so long, I wanted to, again, just start creating, and I'll put these out as they come out. Other things that I know I want to work on include, you know, the 5th edition campaign that my wife and kids are in. They got me Strixhaven for Christmas, and I am excited to kind of homebrew that and start using it. And I want to continue to play a lot of Dice Throne. My son has designed a bunch of new characters, and I want to get those made. I'm still a part of the Monday Night group. We play Monday night. They're starting on an adventure now. I will get my Marvel Dice Throne in June. I just got my last notice from Backer Kit, and I will be talking a lot about that when I get it. And there are writing projects that I've worked on. So that's kind of the future. The last thing I want to mention before I leave is, in trying to organize all of these things, I have looked for a resource for over a decade. You know, even before I started to get really serious about my website. And I found something called Fantasia Archive that will help organize all my notes from all over everywhere. I mean, I have used all kinds of things, online, offline, and I really wanted something offline because of storage space. And I have discovered that with Fantasia Archive, it's written by a team that I believe originally designed this to be a campaign manager for their 5th edition campaign. But it's flexible enough, it doesn't have to be role-playing game related. I have put in tons of my characters from all my various alternate histories. The superhero game I worked on years ago. Alternate US history, multiversal stuff, various fantasy campaigns. I mean, it all fits, and I can see the connections that everything has. So I wanted to put a shout out to Fantasia Archive and, you know, see if it's something that you can use. They didn't ask me to. I'm not getting paid for this. It's just something I found that was useful, and I thought you might think it's useful too. All right, well, that said, that's all I got for today, and hopefully I'll have something out next week. Take care. Talk to you soon.